Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister says he wants Australia to provide a timetable to end asylum seeker processing on Manus Island. James Morape will travel to Australia this weekend for his first official visit, and he says he'll raise the issue with Scott Morrison. It's 6 years today since Labor announced its agreement to resettle refugees in PNG. Here's our PNG correspondent, Natalie Whiting.
When Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Morape touches down in Australia this weekend for a six-day official visit, it will be a sign of the country's close relationship. But Mr. Morape says it will also be an opportunity to get to work.
So we will be exchanging pleasantries but getting down into business.
The Australian government has said it's looking to discuss boosting trade and investment and strengthening cooperation on labour mobility, defence and security. Mr. Morape also wants to discuss the processing of asylum seekers on Manus Island. It's 6 years to the day since then-Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced those who arrived by boat would be processed and resettled in PNG. And it seems PNG has had enough.
We'd like it to be ended as soon as possible.
Mr. Morape says he'd like to establish a timeline for finishing the program.
I've met Immigration Minister Peter Dutton already. I've asked him to expedite the process of facing out issues of asylum seekers. We need to have established a timeline going forward. Genuine refugees and they're also non-genuine refugees. What happens to the residual we have in country?
In a joint statement issued last month, the two countries said they were committed to supporting individuals seeking to engage in existing settlement and resettlement opportunities. 50 refugees have opted to set up lives in PNG, while more than 500 refugees from PNG and Nauru have so far been resettled in the US.
But these are human beings we're dealing with. We can't leave them all hanging in space with no serious consideration to their future.
This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.